Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A group of more than two dozen GOP governors fired off a letter to President Biden in which they requested a meeting at the White House regarding the crisis at the southern border. In the open letter signed by 26 governors Monday, they said the crisis now extends beyond every state and requires immediate action before it gets even worse. President Biden will be speaking before the 76th session of the United Nations General Assembly today in New York City. Afterwards, he meets with Prime Minister Scott Morrison of Australia in New York City. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau wins in Canada Monday, but does not win the majority. Dan Naraki explains.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is projected to hold on to power, as multiple outlets are calling for his Liberal Party to win enough seats in Parliament to form a minority government. Trudeau called the snap election 2 years early, hoping to be able to gain a full majority in the legislative body, though polls are trending towards the same legislative balance of power that had been in place for the last 2 years.
We are USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Lawmakers in Washington want answers from Facebook executives about their Instagram product. Tim Berg explains.
Lawmakers on both sides of the aisle want Facebook executives to testify after a Wall Street Journal story reported that the social media company knew Instagram hurts teenage girls' mental health, but kept it a secret. Tennessee Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn explains what the platform can do to people.
It has led to an elevation in the rate of teen suicides, into eating disorders, and we have heard from pediatricians and from parents for quite a while, plenty of anecdotal evidence.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The frozen tundra hosted Monday Night Football last night. The Packers beat the Lions 35-17. Green Bay running back Aaron Jones had four touchdowns in the game. USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The body found in Wyoming near Grand Teton National Park is suspected of that being of missing 22-year-old Gabby Petito. The body will undergo an autopsy today to determine the identity and cause of death. Forensic pathologist Priya Banerjee on Fox News explains what science may reveal.
You know, as we know, today is going to be absolutely critical. The first thing to consider is that if we think about when she was last communicated with late August, that leaves quite a bit of time for her to be deceased and for the body to decompose. So that's going to make things a little bit more challenging. But again, we don't know exactly how she died, and so that's going to be critical for the pathologist to really, you know, dive in, use all sorts of extra analyses, if you will, not only toxicology, potentially needing a forensic anthropologist, if bone trauma is there, you know, depending on the condition of the body. They also really do need to work on formally identifying her. I don't know how much of that has been done. I know the FBI has said that it's her, but again, we have to think about how she was killed. Was she shot, stabbed, strangled, you know, blunt force to the head or anywhere else? I mean, there's so many variables that need to be accounted for.
Scientists may have discovered the cause of Alzheimer's disease. Researchers from Curtin University are reporting leakage from a toxic compound called beta amyloid from the bloodstream might be the root problem. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Never gotta look what's growing, never stop. Hey,
6 minutes after the top of the hour. Good to have you with us. No 8-second sound bites here. We take our time to make sure that, you know, the guests that we have the platform that's necessary to tell their stories, their whole stories, and nothing but. That's the way we roll here. So welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Good to have you with us. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. Hey, great story coming up here next. Brittany Ruby Miller is with us, and we're going to talk about a five-star life. Incredible story here that she has to share with us, having faced family tragedy, peer rejection, infidelity, infertility, and a pandemic, as if that wasn't enough, threatened not only to close her family's business, but also to decimate the restaurant industry. The CEO battled back with the winning combination of faith and fight that has led to her five-star life, the title of her new book. And she's here with us now. Brittany Ruby Miller, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Wow, thank you. Thank you for the intro, and thanks for having me on.
Well, good to have you here. I mean, wow, what a life. I mean, it's not just, you've had your hands full dealing with all this, and how many times along the way did you say, oh, God, what now?
Oh, man, throughout my whole life, or are we talking during COVID?
COVID, I think we all, but I mean, you know, to go and just read about, you know, your personal story. I mean, there is a lot here, and the reality of surviving, you know, what you've gone through. Wow, you redefine tenacity.
Well, thank you. No, I think we all have a story. But life is very messy. Nobody has a perfect life. What not everybody does is share authentically, you know, what their life is like. And I don't think everybody should air their dirty laundry. Not everybody's called to do it. I just was. And so after, you know, years and years and years of therapy and counseling and lots of great people in my life and transformation, I have to do my part and share that. I feel it's like, you know, it's pretty authentic. And raw. And
well, yeah, I mean, you're talking, I mean, the whole deal. I mean, you know, when you open up and you're vulnerable and transparent about infidelity, you know, the stories of peer rejection, infertility, I mean, there's not much left behind the veil here, is there?
No, what you see is what you get. And I think whether it's marriage or starting a family, working through a pandemic, it can be very difficult. And a big portion of it is about marriage. Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, the first 5 years of our marriage was the worst 5 years of my life. And then because you deal with the relationship piece that I dealt with, but then you also mix in infertility, and it was just very dark. Mm-hmm. And those who have been through infertility, nobody else knows what that feels like. And honestly, it's a very, people like to keep it a big secret. And I did during that time. We had, you know, three pregnancy losses in a row. First one was a miscarriage. The second one, 13 weeks, the baby skull never formed. I found out that I carry a gene mutation called the MTHFR gene mutation, which I'm very, very prone to having neural tube defects. It's about 1 in 2,000 people.
Right.
And that was devastating news. And that news, if you look at the research, I actually only had a 30% chance of ever having a healthy baby. And wow. I had three after. The third one was ectopic. You know, you go in for surgery and then you realize you're pregnant. And it was, I thought that, you know, my world was closing in. And, man, I tell you, though, God was there for me every single step of the way. And what was so amazing is, you know, I had never really heard of Romans 8:28 before. And, you know, God does work all things out for the good for those who are called according to his purpose. And the goodness that has come out of tragedy, he didn't cause those things to happen. But what he does with tragedy for those who are willing to really fight and keep, you know, really the good fight. Are you willing to go through it and recognize that there is hope? But when you're in the pit of despair, there doesn't feel like there's much hope.
Right.
And, you know, my husband dealt with a severe depression, borderline suicide. Suicide runs rampant in my industry.
Yes.
And so it's my job. And how do you, it's my job to not only transform my business, but I feel like it's my job to also transform lives of those around me. And that's why I share my story. So thank you for having me on, because it gives a platform for others, you know, to hopefully hold on.
Well, and the fact that you came against all odds, you managed to come to the other side and get through this. And I'm sure that some of this is, you know, probably still a battle, you know, a battle for you. Because we are this side of heaven. It's not like all of a sudden everything's roses and rainbows. I mean, you still have life to live. But the good news is that you've gone through all these challenges, and God has demonstrated his faithfulness time and time again. So why would you doubt God if something else came up, right?
Yeah, well, I think that when you're dealing, and especially I had severe anxiety, I talk about that in the book, but you know, those thoughts that come into our minds, one of the greatest tools that I got through therapy was, there were two, it was, anything that in your life, like you said, I've already seen him deliver and do all these amazing miracles in my life. Why would he bring me through all of that just to give me fear and anxiety about whatever the circumstances, situational anxiety for anything, you know,
right.
Whether it's planes or cars or health, whatever. And those thoughts in my brain are lies. Like they're not truth, because God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of sound mind and peace and love. And so if all these things that are in my brain are the opposite, confusion and fear, and then the opposite is true. Mm-hmm. And the other thing that I talk about is one of my mentors is Ford Taylor, who's an amazing Christian leader, got a great book out, Relational Leadership, and I talk about his book a lot. But he has been very transparent and open about his life. And one of the tools he gives us is called TFA, thoughts, feelings, and actions. So when the thoughts creep in, you gotta like literally turn the switch off. You change what you're doing, change the thought. You don't sit there. You literally like get up and do something else. Feeling it into action. Go get a cup of coffee, put the music on. And so through TFA, I mean, it's amazing. I live in a, you know, life right now that I just have so much peace and joy and happiness. And if somebody would have told me that 10 years ago, I would have laughed in their face.
Yeah, I mean, you'd have probably had every reason, you know, to give up and surrender. And that's what, you know, too many people do. And you can understand. It gives you a lot of compassion, having been there, done that, bought the T-shirt, and did everything else. I mean, you know firsthand from which you speak. We're talking with Brittany Ruby Miller. We're hearing her story, and it's all in her book, Five Star Life, The Faithful Fight to Overcome Obstacles and Pursue Excellence. And we've got more from Brittany on the other side of the break. Stay with us. We're coming on just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. That's 855-525-7448.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the home security hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
I'll tell you, we love Danny Gokey here, and so does our guest, Brittany Ruby Miller. She got an endorsement from Danny Gokey, and this really kind of sums up, you know, your life, our life, And that sometimes you get to that point. I used to have a sign in my office. Originally it stated, obstacles are what you see when you take your eyes off the goal, written by that infamous author called Anonymous. And I changed it, Brittany. I changed it to, obstacles are what you see when you take your eyes off his goal. And, you know, and I think of that when I hear Danny Gokey reminding us that sometimes we just haven't seen it yet. And for you, for all that you and your husband, your family have gone through, boy, a lot of people would have chucked it in. I mean, divorce rate being what it is today, you know, getting real because your book is real. Suicide rates on the increase, the era of COVID and all that's, attacked not only our country but our world. It has been beyond overwhelming, and I don't know how people can manage this without God. I mean, you believed in God, you believed in the Word of God, and silly you actually started utilizing it as a defense and an offense against the spiritual warfare that you and your family were subjected to. And here you are to talk about it. It's amazing.
Well, I'll tell you what, Danny is the epitome of that. He, you know, the story. He's now remarried with four amazing children. They are our best friends.
Oh, wow.
But as the week he's going and leading up to going on American Idol, his wife has pretty routine surgery and died in surgery. And talk about traumatic.
Yeah.
His song is, that song actually was kind of like one of my anthem songs during COVID. It's like, okay, we've seen it before. You've got to hold on. If you've seen a miracle in your life, if you've ever seen one, if you can testify and say like, man, this was God, you got to remember that when you go through the hard times, because he's just, and that's where you haven't seen it yet. It's a lot of people are still waiting on that miracle. And so that, and I put in the book, I talk about things, and here's examples of miracles. Like, people don't talk about that. Father of Lights and Darren Wilson's, you know, films are a great example of that, where you can actually watch, you know, he documents, he goes into all these third world countries and just documents healing and prophecy and really crazy cool stuff. But Danny's such a testimony, and he's been such a good friend to us, and I absolutely love that song.
Yeah, me as well. Well, Brittany oversees the renowned Jeff Ruby's Steakhouse chain. She even brought steaks for us today, too. She's just so sweet, so kind. Not really. I'm just kidding. But we've got. She's going, I did? Oh, I didn't know that. Wow, that's so cool.
We do ship online.
Yeah, virtual steaks here, you know. Compliments of Brittany Ruby Miller.
Smell the broiler now.
Oh, yeah. Exactly. Well, you and me both. I mean, you know, we start talking about meat, and we go meat nuts here, you know. But she's a rare leader, as you can tell. Her book, Five Star Life, The Faithful Fight to Overcome Obstacles and Pursue Excellence. Out of all that you've gone through, Brittany, and you have some great nuggets in your book, like identify your purpose, stay humble, walk with the wise, take challenges head on, stand up for your beliefs, and, of course, what we keep saying over and over again, lean on God, right?
Yep.
So of those, I mean, did you go through this process and first identification and identifying your purpose, which comes from the Father? It doesn't come from, you know, people that you work around, although it may be reinforced and that sort of thing. But it's God who identifies our purpose for us, doesn't it?
He does. Yes, he does. I think, you know, tapping into my faith, and also, though, being a doer, you know, it's, I'm just not going to be handed my purpose, my career, my business, my family. You've got to put in work.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to stay confident while you're putting in the work. You know, you've got to stay strong. I fully believe the most confident person in the room always wins.
Mm-hmm.
And how do you get the confidence? The only way that I have confidence in anything, even through fighting like crazy, was my confidence in God and knowing that he has a purpose. He didn't accidentally create me.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, that's really, I think, the reason why I was able to get through everything.
Exactly. Address a little bit of the legacy of your family. I mean, because this had to form you as well and set you up for success. Share that with us.
Well, my dad is a very interesting, you would love him. One of the most colorful, greatest personalities, typical Jersey boy, came from nothing and got a full ride scholarship to Cornell University and started his career. And he's got a book out, Not Counting Tomorrow. It's basically he had all the odds against him.
Mm-hmm.
And he went through very traumatic things as well, including being in a coma for a month when he almost died. He lost his temper and jumped out of a car. Not wise.
Yeah.
And, but he credits the prayer lines that saved his life. And at one point my mom had a priest come in and read him his last rites, and
mm-hmm.
they were bracing for the worst. And he basically miraculously walked out totally
wow.
fine. But his what he created through our business is now 40 years old. We have 7 steakhouses, and we're at heart restaurant people. We love restaurants, and mm-hmm. we love being able to, you know, I talk about this a lot in our company, that we are not doctors, we're not nurses, we're not on the front lines. Like, you know, we're restaurant people. However, at a time like this, what we do is create experiences for people. And our motto before COVID was people come to our restaurants to celebrate life.
Mm-hmm.
Well, people now come to our restaurants to escape life. Mm-hmm. People come because there is just so much happening in this world. And we have servant's hearts, and we do things not because it's a show, but because we hire people, our company, our culture, we care about people. And hopefully if you ever get to one of our restaurants, it's the Ritz-Carlton of restaurants for you. It's a white, you know, glove, mm-hmm. white tablecloth experience with incredible food. All of our restaurants have amazingly talented executive chefs. This is not a corporate chain steakhouse. They are chef-driven, and it's USDA Prime and seafood and sushi and, you know, great wine list and just a fun environment. But it's our people who really set us apart and our point of difference.
Well, I'm making it a point. I'm getting to one of your restaurants. I got to check this out because I hear what you're saying, and I love the philosophy. I love what your dad started and what you have continued to identify and promote within your organization. I got to imagine your employees are there for the long haul. It's not like you have a lot of turnover there.
No, we don't. In fact, we just did a huge celebration for 2 of the restaurants. Carlo and Johnny had its 20th anniversary, and Priest
oh, wow.
had its 40th anniversary. And so we did a very fun party. And you would be amazed how many people walked up. One employee for 40 years, multiple 20, 25 years, 10 years. I mean, I had a dishwasher walk up on stage, and he had been with us for 15 years. I mean, it's incredible. And my dad always said growing up, because he never had family, that the restaurant employees were his family. That was his family. That's who raised him.
Mm-hmm.
Mom did have a restaurant. And that's why before, like Obamacare, before everything, before insurance was, he always, always provided free health care to all of our employees and benefits, because he just, that's what he did. He always wanted to take care of people. Mm-hmm. And that I think really, especially during COVID, I was just at our restaurant in Nashville, and I had 5 different employees literally pull me aside privately, and they're weeping and crying because we kept them insured during COVID. One guy had a knee replacement. One guy had a heart attack. People were scared about getting COVID. And the security they had in here, they were furloughed, you know?
Yes.
Things
wow.
like that you do, that you would never really, truly, you know, understand the magnitude of a CEO and family standing up and doing the right thing for your employees.
And how proud does that make you and your family that you run an operation like this that's able to serve, you know, your employees like that? I mean, that is really special. Brittany Ruby Miller has been our guest. Her book, 5-Star Life, will be linked on our website at BillMartinezShow.com. Thank you, Brittany. Take care. God bless.
You missed the lowest mortgage rates in history. You're in luck, because they're back. Mortgage rates are near historic lows again. So if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 1.75% with a 1.94 APR. Incredible. Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 1.75% with a 1.94 APR. Now, second chances don't come often, and you may never see these rates again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 1.75%. Yes, 1.75% with a 1.94 APR. Call the experts at Network Capital now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Financing Law. Number 603D787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available to rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A group of more than two dozen GOP governors fired off a letter to President Biden in which they requested a meeting at the White House regarding the crisis at the southern border. In the open letter signed by 26 governors Monday, they said the crisis now extends beyond every state and requires immediate action before it gets even worse. President Biden will be speaking before the 76th session of the United Nations General Assembly today in New York City. Afterwards, he meets with Prime Minister Scott Morrison of Australia in New York City. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau wins in Canada Monday, but does not win the majority. Dan Naraki explains.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is projected to hold on to power, as multiple outlets are calling for his Liberal Party to win enough seats in Parliament to form a minority government. Trudeau called the snap election 2 years early, hoping to be able to gain a full majority in the legislative body, though polls are trending towards the same legislative balance of power that had been in place for the last 2 years.
We are USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Martinez, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. As always, good to have you with us. We've got our next guest coming up to talk about the book of Revelation, unveiling God's plan for humanity. You know, the world has changed dramatically in just 16 months. Massive heat, drought, COVID, pestilence, riots, blatant perversions, being touted as pride. In the Middle East, missiles rain down on Jewish cities, and the conflict between Israel and Iran is a footstep away. Dr. Pierre Rosa is a graduate of Southwestern Baptist Theological Seminary. He served on staff with Dr. David Jeremiah. In his latest book, The Book of Revelation, Unveiling God's Plan for Humanity, is a detailed look at what we can expect in the days ahead. Dr. Rosa, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
I'm well, Bill. Thank you for having me.
Well, the book of Revelation, probably one of the most challenging books. It comes with a blessing, and you know, which I always appreciate when you first started to read it, is that those who are, you know, who do read it are blessed, you know, for the reading of it, right?
Right, and also at the end of the book, there's a similar beatitude that Jesus says. So he brackets the book really with two blessings, one in the beginning, the other one at the end. So it's really such a joy to read and understand the book of Revelation.
Well, especially in light of today's situation that we're facing across the country. You know, the prophetic has been there. I know sometimes when they hear the word prophetic, they get, you know, think that we're, you know, getting a little hyper woo-woo here or whatever, but, you know, sincerely, I mean, the prophetic is legitimate. This is what God has given to us. It verifies, it validates who he is, because what other God that man has created or otherwise who has tried to come to the forefront and ahead of God can tell you the beginning from the end and tell you what's going to happen? And so far, when you look at Bible prophecy, about two-thirds has been fulfilled, and God's batting 1,000%. So with the remaining third, what are the chances that he's going to stay at that 1,000% batting average?
Right. It's, studying prophecy gives us hope, especially with the track record that you just mentioned, that every prophecy, for example, of the first coming of Christ came true literally. Mm-hmm. Obviously, what the prophecies concerning the second coming of Christ and future events are going to happen literally. So we can have hope. And we win at the end because we know how, like you said, we know how everything is going to end.
Well, and in between, God gave us the cross. And the cross has set us free. And so, hey, look at this side of heaven. If it's your job to be here, you win. You're winning because God is with you. You're not doing this on your own. And on the other side, of course, we win because we're in the present with the Lord and realizing our eternal destiny. That's the offer. So we can go forth even in this COVID era where fear is abounding, and we can be secure in a God who has been, you know, consistently faithful, unlike any other God that man would have to offer.
Amen. That's good preaching, Bill.
See what your book did? You inspired me here, Dr. Rosa.
Yeah.
But, you know, why is the book of Revelation, why does it intimidate people?
So I think because of all of the imagery, the bizarre images, the apocalyptic language, and the scenes of terror that we read in the book, people tend to shy away from it because it is... Not that it's hard to understand, but it requires diligent study.
Mm-hmm.
So when you study the book of Revelation diligently and you take it at face value, really it's one of the easiest books to understand because it's the plan of God for humanity unveiled there before our very eyes. And it's so clear, but you have to stay with it. You read all the portions of the Bible, try to explain the images that you read in the book of Revelation and so forth. So it does require diligence. It's not a casual read.
Well, God's in the redeeming business, and this is kind of like the final chapter of his redemptive plan, is it not?
It is, and that's it gives us a sense of urgency, too, Bill, to proclaim Christ and to preach the gospel, because like you were saying, especially in this time where the people need hope, I can't think of a better place, obviously, the entire Bible to go get your hope, but specifically the book of Revelation, because we have the beginning from the end and the end from the beginning there, and God saying that this everything is going to take place as I promised. He's still sovereign.
Right.
So we can have confidence in God.
Dr. Rosa, what I find when he says that, it's like it's kind of that, oh, yeah, aha kind of moment. That really rhymes with your spirit. You know, the word says the word will go out and find its mate. That, to me, it joins up with that part of me that says, yes, this makes sense. Now this is starting to fall into place. And this is what Revelation, this is what prophecy does, as you said earlier. It's a confirmation of those things that, you know, we're living by faith because we're not realizing. Of course, when we get to heaven, we don't need faith anymore, right? It just goes away because we see it for what it is. But right now, we know in part, we prophesy in part, and right now it requires faith. Faith is the economy. It is the most important thing that pleases God. And I've often shared with the audience that sometimes you get to that moment and you're making that prayer that the disciples said, Lord, help me with my unbelief, right?
Right, right. And yeah, well, like studying prophecy again, it's history written in advance. And even though things maybe sound crazy here, look things look bad here in the meantime, God's still on his throne, you know, and we see the picture of the glorified Christ giving his church instruction on how he wants his church to be run. And what's going to happen after that when we all get to heaven? You know, the book of Revelation gives us a picture of heaven that is foreign to what we hear in the world there, that heaven is far from a boring place. People want us to believe that heaven, we're going to be in heaven playing harp for eternity. I can't think of anything more boring than that.
Right.
But when we read the book of Revelation, we have a different picture of heaven, of fellowship, you know, and joy perfect existence, you know, glorified existence, no sin, no sorrow. So, again, what a perfect time to be studying this book.
Yeah, without a doubt. You mentioned the churches, and this is addressed early on in the book of Revelation. Jesus has an indictment for the churches. Break that down for us, if you would, please.
Yeah, so in chapters 2 and 3 of the book of Revelation correspond to the present, because Jesus is the glorified Jesus is talking to his church. Now, and he raises up some issues and things that are going on in the church that he doesn't really appreciate. For example, the loveless church, you know, the church that is in love with the world. And he says, you need to get back to your first love. You need to abandon these things and get back to the first love. There's also his letter to the lukewarm church, or the church in room temperature. And he says, these are the things I want you to stop doing, and these are the things I want you to start doing. So really, when we talk about how to do church, one of the best places to go is the first two, or chapters 2 and 3 of the book of Revelation, because you read it and you say, well, I need to adjust my church accordingly, according to what Christ expects from his church. It's really not rocket science. It's so plain and so simple. But I guess it's harder to do.
Well, and the thing is, you know, the church was established by Jesus Christ himself, that the gates of hell could not prevail against. I mean, when you think about that, you know, wow, he left us a most powerful institution. And these notations and these admonishments to the church today, which each church should evaluate and assess themselves based on those two chapters, should they not?
Yes, and that's what we try to do here in my local church. But when we went through the book of Revelation, those two chapters were so wonderful for us to
study. Tell you what, we got to hit the pause button. We got more from Dr. Rose after this. Stay with us.
According to research, 82% of people remember radio ads. That means that 82% of you listening right now will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, 82% of you will recall that ZipRecruiter makes hiring faster and easier. And 82% of you will note that you can try ZipRecruiter for free today. But you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/find. 82% of you will keep in mind that ZipRecruiter's technology finds qualified people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
Scott, is that you? Who are you talking to?
82% of you will also know that I, live with my mom. But the most important thing to note is that ZipRecruiter works. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Will you be part of the 82% who remember where you can try ZipRecruiter for free? It's ZipRecruiter.com/find. Again, that exclusive link is ZipRecruiter.com/find. That's ZipRecruiter.com/find.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
I'm Ben Utech. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Back 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez, and Dr. Pierre Rosa is with us. It was born and raised in Brazil, and after coming to faith in Christ, he moved to the United States to further his education and study for the ministry. For 10 years, he served at Shadow Mountain Community Church in San Diego, California, under Dr. David Jeremiah. He's now the senior pastor of Grace Baptist Church in Salem, Oregon. And his new book, The Book of Revelation, Unveiling God's Plan for Humanity, is what we're talking about right now. I would say, Pastor Rosa, that it's an interesting time. You know, a couple of years before, maybe about a year before, Dr. Billy Graham passed away, you never heard him talk about the last days. It was always evangelist focused. And I thought it was important to note when he was talking with a reporter, and they were somehow the topic of last days came up. And he says, with conviction in his manner, he just said, yes, we are living in the last of the last days. The signs are quite evident. I mean, to the degree that even people who may try to insist or suggest that they're atheists, I see them at times looking to the sky. Mm-hmm. And they're looking to the sky, I believe, instinctively for the answer, because they know the answer to what's happening right now is not going to be found in the horizontal. It's going to be found in the heavenlies, is it not?
That's true. We like to suppress the truth. The Bible talks about that. So I think even atheists know instinctively that there is a God. They just suppress the truth of his existence. Mm-hmm. And you're right. There is, because we have that in our hearts, we know instinctively that there is a God. We know also that the answers come from him, because he is the revealer. And he revealed himself in nature. He revealed himself in his word. So obviously the answers for the problems of the world have to come from him.
Yeah. And you know, you say that now is the time to warn people about, you know, the coming day of God's wrath. I mean, it's clear. And when you read parts, you know, of the book of Revelation, as you referred to, it can be quite frightening and scary. Especially if you have no relationship with God and you're just saying, okay, even if I want to deny and have a cold heart toward any kind of, you know, God-like power, you know, we're reminded at every turn there's somebody in charge of this popcorn stand. because the sun keeps coming up at the same time the moon comes up. It replaces. I mean, there's just too much. You know, the grass is growing. There's little animals all over. Who in the heck's feeding these animals? You know, it's just the glory of God, you know, as we say, people of faith, but even the signs of God for people that don't even believe in God are so evident, as the book of Romans says, that we so much so that you wouldn't have an excuse, right?
Right. And that God is loving and powerful, but he's also holy. Mm-hmm. And that's when reading about his wrath is so important, because it's part of his nature and character. He is loving, but he's also holy. He must punish sin. He needs to make sure that sin is dealt with. Obviously, he dealt with sin at the cross.
Exactly.
But there is a day of coming judgment that we need to warn people about.
Well, and that's what's so important. And people do not understand all that the cross represents. I mean, for Almighty God to put his son in place of our sin so that we would be redeemed. I mean, what more do you want from God? And that's really what it comes down to. You know, some people, well, I want a sign. I need a sign, you know. Well, you know, and even Jesus kind of chuckled at that. You know, that he's like,
right.
You got signs all over you, and you can't even see those. So what other sign can do you want here? And so here it is. It comes down to, do you have the faith? Do you want to exercise the faith to take God for his word to say, look it, your salvation lies in the cross. You want to be free from sin and death? Go to the cross. And it's pretty simple. And he's given you that opportunity. And if you reject that, then the consequences are clear. And we have to be honest about that, Dr. Rosa. There's no sweetening up that, that final chapter in our own personal lives. You either are with God or you're against God. And you're with God if you acknowledge his son, you acknowledge that he saved you. Say, this is an individual decision. It's not through anybody else. This is between you, God, and his son. And if you accept that, then that's all the difference, right?
Amen. The gospel is not hard to understand. It's hard to accept because
it
does require a decision. It requires us to die to self and to accept and embrace what has been done to us on our behalf rather than the thought that we can earn our place to heaven. So we just need to make it available, not acceptable. Our job as Christians is to make the gospel available and communicate to the world that the time is now. Tomorrow may be too late. The time to receive Christ is today.
And the Holy Spirit is still about his business. The Holy Spirit, just like in Genesis, is hovering over the darkness and the confusion and the chaos, which you can look at that as the souls of men that are crying out that don't understand. I mean, this is what you're seeing right now, is that the culture has presented an alternate God. And God is saying, okay, and here comes COVID. No big surprise to God. And this is really separating the wheat from the chaff, isn't it, through this whole process? Because people are being conditioned to fulfill the chapters of Revelation, you know, the sign of the beast, all these things that you never thought possible. But now you start to see and you go, whoa, this makes sense, right?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, interesting, Bill, because when I started writing this book, it was before COVID.
Mm-hmm.
And I never thought I would see what I'm seeing now. You know, we're 2 years out, you know, a year and a half into this now, and we're looking at all of those, the government overreach, you know, all the, this, it looks to me like the stage is being set for the things that we see in the book of Revelation, even with the vaccines and all of that. I'm not anti-vaccine. I'm just anti-government overreach.
Right.
But when we see all of that going on and pestilence, COVID is a pestilence.
Yes.
And we hear about wars and rumors of wars. So I think the stage is being set, and God is telling us, you know, I need your attention now because the time is now. And we need, those of us who are Christians, we need to warn people lovingly and gently, tell them, point them to Christ.
Yeah. Well, if you see somebody heading to a cement wall, they're going to imperil themselves. I don't know how to be gentle about it. I mean, I don't want to be rude, but you know, it's like, hey, look at, you know, okay, you know, be upset with me because I'm trying to save your life here. And not the short term. I mean, we're talking long term. We're talking forever here. This is what's hanging right in the balance. And what it is that you are either going to bow your knee to the god of this world, which is government right now. And if people only understood what was happening, you know, we call it the deep state, and it's much more nefarious than you can imagine. And it's anti-God. And that's the offer. And I keep saying, it's like we need to have a big bail-off, you know, like the prophets of Baal, remember, on Mount Carmel. And yeah, and look at, bring your God, I'll bring my God. Hey, let's light it up and let's see who wins here. And because the thing is that if barring that, then you're left to your own devices, you're left to the culture, you're left to social media, you're left to corporate America influencing you and filling you with a false narrative about what you should believe in. And this is where the big divide is coming in, and COVID is an excellent example, as you cite, because who do you believe in? Do you believe in the fearful God of COVID, or do you believe in the Almighty God who said, I did not give you a spirit of fear?
Right. Amen. Somebody told me, I heard this the other day here in our church. Somebody said, well, I'm not afraid of the Delta because I have the Alpha and the Omega.
Amen. I love that. I'm going to steal that. I'm going to steal that. That is awesome. Yeah. That's great. That's a T-shirt, Pastor. I'm telling you, right?
Yeah.
Well, that is a T-shirt.
Amen. I'm not the one who came up with it. I'm quoting someone, but that's...
No. I say, hey, we both can steal it. It's okay. You know, in Jesus' economy, man, it's okay. No, I think that's brilliant, you know, to come with that. I'm not afraid of the Delta. I've got the Alpha and Omega. Oh my God, that is so rich. I love that. See, these are the things. This is how we encourage one another. You know, certainly like the flu or anything else that could come our way, they've challenged us. But, the government, again, they want to put themselves in the position of God. And heaven help them. Heaven help them for what they're doing, because what they're doing is they are persuading God's creation that God sent his son for. And, with all due respect, he didn't send a president. You know, he didn't send a president to save us, right?
But amen. And we're looking forward to a kingdom.
Amen.
Always have to remember that.
Yeah. Well, and like I've told our audience here, Pastor, is that you always have the illegitimate before the legitimate. And the illegitimate is this one world government. You know, and we hear a lot about globalism and this one world government. I said, don't be afraid of that. You know, it's the one world, you know, the false government is coming. That is, you can count on that. It's already here. But you got to understand, you always have the illegitimate first, because we will have a one world government where Jesus Christ, the Lord of Lords and King of Kings, is large and in charge, right?
Amen. And he's coming.
Amen. Wow.
Coming soon.
Well, Pastor Pierre Rosa, Dr. Rosa, congratulations on the Book of Revelation, unveiling God's plan for humanity. Hopefully our conversation today has inspired others to reconnect, to get, like you say, the bookend blessings of the Book of Revelation that Jesus and our Father in Heaven is giving us, because he wants us to get ready.
Amen.
Right? Because soon and very soon. And we don't know. He's in charge. He's got time. It's in his hands, as Jesus himself said. Dr. Rosa, again, thank you for your time. I appreciate it. Lord bless you.
Thank you, Bill. You too.
You got it.
Bye.
The pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.